You're listening to Civic Media. You can tune into any of our live shows on any radio station across the state with the Civic Media app. Find us in your phone's app store and listen anytime, anywhere.
When the chips are down and democracy's back is up against the wall, two radio veterans step up to the microphone to right the wrongs, standing for truth, justice, and just because. To say what needs to be said, it's John and Gordy on 92.7 WMDX.
Another great day coming up. That's right. Another beautiful day. I mean, you know, rained overnight, certainly. WMDX 92.7. John and Gordy in the morning.
Yeah, streets are a little bit damp this morning. We had some showers a couple hours ago. It looks like those are clearing out, and maybe we'll still see a sprinkle or a shower here or there today.
Really?
Yeah.
Ah.
No, you don't think so?
Well, maybe. I mean, you're the weatherman. You kind of get a feel for this, and I'll defer to you.
Yeah. Well, I just look at my phone like everybody else. You know, you don't really need any TV weather people anymore.
Wow.
Just get a phone.
He's on
look
the
on
attack.
Your phone.
Well, this is something right here. He's turned his back.
Well, the TV weather people do a fine job.
Yes, they do, really.
Especially during breaking weather, you know, and tornadoes.
It's
and that
good
kind
now
of thing.
That they can look right down at their phone and get the immediate weather forecast as opposed to just making it up until they get off the air to check and see if they were right.
That's it. Yeah. Yeah, so here it is Wednesday, September 3rd, and it's 62 degrees currently. Temperatures are going to stay in the low to mid-60s through the day.
Hmm.
And we still have a chance. You might want to grab the umbrella or the jacket because we still might see a shower here or there.
All right.
Although I haven't checked the radar yet, so I don't know. It's up to you. You've got a phone. Look at it. Well, I don't know.
You know what? I think I'm going to do that. I grabbed my phone as you were looking over here. And let's see here. I'm going to check the radar because that is the most accurate indicator.
And then when you get a moment, check the sunrise and sunset numbers.
All right.
People need to know this stuff.
It looks to me like we're in real deep trouble.
Oh, really?
Oh, that's the wrong state.
Wisconsin is what you want. You're looking at Minnesota?
There's a whole band of storms moving through, but we're going to get clipped by one of them, and it looks like it could be in an hour.
Oh, really? Okay.
That's us right there.
Yeah, I see that.
There's one right there.
Yeah.
That's a mean-looking cell.
Is it?
Yeah.
Okay. If you say so.
Well, they have it's a frowny face on it. You know, what did you do?
Okay. All right. So a little bit later on, Matt Rothschild is going to be here.
Okay. Sunset at 7:28 tonight. So just mark it on your calendars.
What about sunrise?
Well, it doesn't matter.
Okay.
Oh, no. It's 6:24.
Okay.
So we still have that to look forward
to. Got a few minutes.
Mm-hmm.
Did I mention Matt Rothschild will be here?
We're still logged out, though.
Yeah. Somehow we're still logged out here.
I know. We'll have to wait until after the segment.
Okay.
I had to steal the keyboard, and I didn't want to get
the guys. Okay.
Well, here, you should have just said something.
Oh, dunk.
All right. Okay.
You know, wireless keyboard here.
There. Okay. All right.
Now you can get to it.
Okay.
Yes.
Let's see. And Mike McCabe will be here as well a little bit later on.
And
he's got a new Substack blog.
He does.
We'll talk to him, about that. And that's all I have.
Well,
we've
got Idiocracy coming up as usual, right? We've got a few stories, and
then
we've got new stories coming up too, a little after 7 o'clock. And you know, we do have Matt coming in here, Matt Rothschild. He's going to be in here at about 6:52.
Okay.
And we'll ask him a few questions, the current questions about what's going on in the world.
Yeah.
I did have a question that I wanted to ask about Scott Walker being let off the John Doe 2 problem that he had. You know, Scott Walker was one of the most corrupt politicians the state has ever seen, and he didn't want to solve any of the state's problems. He just wanted to solidify the Republican agenda in the state. And he did that. You know, they got rid of unions and they did everything they could to squeeze our educational system in the state. Mm-hmm. So they lost a lot of funding during that time. And then, of course, Scott, as he was certainly running for office, he had an extra little Wi-Fi unit installed in his office.
Oh, that's right. I remember that.
Yeah. Didn't know anything about it.
Oh. What was he using it for? Private?
He didn't know what it was being used for.
Oh, he didn't know.
Nothing. He knew nothing.
He
it was okay. it was
get all choked up talking about it.
Wow, yeah, I know. I mean, it's, you know, something wrong there. Yeah. It's a traumatic thing for me.
Yeah.
And then, of course, John Doe was Scott Walker's campaign was working in cahoots with independent contributors. And you can't do that. You can't do that. It'd be a quid pro quo. You don't know what they're funding your campaign for. And you'll find out, of course. And and the Supreme Court, this is what it's about. That's what I want to ask him about. The Supreme Court let him off. Mm-hmm. They said, oh, let this thing go. I mean, this was this is major. This was a huge deal. And they let Scott Walker go. They threw out the case at the Supreme Court level of the state, and that was it. And we were just all stunned that that happened. And if you want to know how a court can be absolutely political, that was the first huge example, in my opinion, just how political these people are. The big thing that was talked about in Matt's book is that a number of those justices should have recused themselves. And then that gets into the whole idea of recusals, which then the Republican justices said, oh, we don't need to recuse ourselves. We're upstanding justices. We don't need to recuse ourselves.
I see.
We don't let politics get in the way of our decision. Oh, man, it is just truly amazing stuff. Anyway, we'll talk to Matt Rothschild about that.
Good. We'll get to that a little bit later on. We've got an early morning phone call here.
Oh, we do.
608-879-8255
is our
number.
Now, this is different, Matt. This is out in Middleton.
Okay.
What's going on, Matt?
Good morning, Matt.
Morning, guys. Thanks for what you do, as always.
Mm-hmm. You're welcome.
I'm just curious what you think people will look at MAGA, the MAGA movement, as in like 10 years when we're all broke.
Yeah.
Because apparently... Because it seems to me it's the elite, the captains of industry, basically saw that China took what they learned from us. They have a long-term plan. They're beating us economically now. And Trump just destroyed the relationship with India, who's the largest population on Earth.
Yes.
They are furious.
Hmm. Yeah, for taking credit of creating a peace.
Going to somehow bring jobs back or something. But it seems like... like the people at the top basically gave up on competing and kind of said, well, we're just going to take what we can now. We're going to enrich ourselves.
Yes.
Screw the public. Screw the American people. You know, fools like CJ will just keep drinking the Kool-Aid. But it's really quite scary. And
yeah, well, I
just wonder how far it's going to go before we can stop it, you know?
Well, a lot of people are going to wake up when the whole thing comes crashing down. I mean, this is a situation that he's setting us up on. I mean, this is all going to fall apart, and we're just wondering when. and a lot of people have predicted it would happen a lot sooner. In fact, like it would happen now, but it hasn't for some reason because we have a very resilient economy, and it's still holding up. But this is all going to fall down.
Then we'll have to put it all back together again.
Yes, yes, in a different way because we don't want to support, the way things were.
Right.
So, I don't know. You know, we're caught between a rock and a hard place on this one, and the Democrats are going to have to certainly come up with an agenda. And I can't believe we're still saying this. You know, we should have had that agenda and should be working on it for the next 4 years. I mean... Trump ran for office for 4 damn years. We still have not gotten that message on the Democratic side of the aisle. So, It's anybody's guess, but we'll look back on this, man. I think that was your original question. How will we look at this? And it'll be a great error in history.
Matt, thank you.
It'll be America becoming just another country, basically.
Well, yeah. We've kind of dashed
nothing
the idea.
Nothing special about it.
You're right, exactly. We used to be the beacon of freedom in this world, and we have taken freedom and stepped on it, crushed it, killed it.
Can I say
it.
One last
Dead.
Thing?
Yeah, go ahead.
The great irony of this is that Trump railed against third world countries that he called shithole countries. Well, he's actually making us a third world country. And he's doing it very quickly.
Yes, that's true. That's very true.
All right, Matt, thank you for your call.
Thank you. Thanks.
Appreciate it. Yep. If you go to WMDXradio.com, you can check out our latest poll. Question is, and I think you'll find this interesting, John.
Okay.
Would you support a motorized vehicle-free State Street downtown Madison year-round? Well, the numbers have been changing overnight.
Oh,
here.
Okay. It's good that we're getting a reaction on this.
Leading the way is no. We need to allow buses and delivery trucks, but no other autos. And that's kind of the way it is now.
Yeah,
right?
that's what's happening now.
So that's
it's a good way.
Leading the way, but there are other options there. Yes, I only want feet and bikes and scooters and other personal mobility devices on State Street. No buses or delivery trucks. You got to have the delivery trucks. I mean, I don't know how you get around because there's no alleys in back of some of those.
Yeah, there are no alleys.
Mm-hmm. So, and then the other option, nope, we should allow all traffic on State Street, and that's not going to happen.
No one's voted
for that.
Nobody has voted for that.
Yeah.
Do we have time for Would You Rather?
Yes, unfortunately.
Or should we push it off?
Fortunately.
We still have time.
All right.
Wait, we have Mark up there.
Oh, we do have Mark. You guys want to go to Mark?
Let's go to Mark. Mark's up early this morning.
This is such an important feature.
Yeah. Good morning, Mark. Go ahead.
Yeah, good morning. Yeah, and let's not forget emergency vehicles, you know, they need access down State Street without any bollards to contend with because delay there. But getting back to Scott Walker, let's remember Scott Walker is running his campaign, you know, even though he didn't realize it, you know, supposedly didn't realize it from the secret server in his government office in 2020. And Keith Gilkes is one of his campaign guys, was sending emails to one of the people, Cynthia Archer, you know, blocking information about the O'Donnell Street garage collapse, which to this day I can't understand why his opponents didn't use that against him. You know, that killed the kid, for goodness sake. You
know? Yeah. I know. It was outrageous, wasn't it? It just did one thing after the next, and they got away with it all.
If you don't maintain infrastructure, both physical and social infrastructure, you're going to fall apart. And I mean, that's what, you know. And Walker in Wisconsin was just a prelude to Trump in America, because both of them just care about themselves. And look at Scott Walker now; he's, you know, making good change, working for the new Hitler Youth.
Exactly.
and we don't see much of him other than he pops up occasionally, thinking he's going to be relevant at some point in time. Yeah. But hopefully, he's done.
Yeah, his appearances on TV, all he does is just support what's going on. He has nothing new to say, which is kind of a surprising thing. But he was the original Trump for us here in the state. We saw a lot of this with the Walker administration.
Mm-hmm.
Thanks, Mark.
Thank you, Mark, for that call. When we come back, it'll be Would You Rather with Dominic Lee at the controls. It's John Peterson and Gordy Young on a Wednesday morning. WMDX coming right back.
You're listening to Civic Media. Stay up to date on the latest news and information for your local community and Wisconsin by signing up for our free email newsletter. Visit civicmedia.us/email to get started.
WMDX 92.7, John and Gordy in the morning, and we were talking about Scott Walker, and we were talking about the failures of Scott Walker, and we were also talking a little bit about looking back on the MAGA movement under Trump and what that would be like. And Lynn out in Golden Valley suggests that MAGA will say in 5 years, all the failure is because of the pushback against the Trumpster.
He didn't get enough cooperation.
He just didn't get enough support.
Okay.
So
I'll keep that
in mind. That's true. I truly think that will be it, you know.
Well, put that in the time capsule and we'll open it up in 5 years if we're all still around.
Yeah.
Okay, let's get to Would You Rather.
Let's do it.
Starring Dominic Lee.
Let's do it.
Go.
All right, here we go.
Let's hit it. All right. Kind of snappy music.
Yeah. Kinda. Keyword.
Would you rather?
Okay. All right. First question. All right.
Yep.
Would you rather know a set of upcoming winning lottery numbers, right?
Yeah.
But not knowing what day they're announced? Or would you know what day a nuclear holocaust would happen?
Wow.
So would you want to know pretty much the last day on Earth or, you know, upcoming winning lottery numbers, but not knowing what day they are announced?
I would go with the lottery numbers.
Yeah, me too.
Because I don't, you know, there's nothing I can do about the nuclear thing.
Yeah, but then
if that's really happening.
But if you figured it out, if you know it would what day, you can live your life like the last week. You can go to the craziest places. You can enjoy life that last week knowing it'll be the last day.
Okay.
Right.
It'd be hard to enjoy anything knowing that it's coming to an end.
That's true.
Yeah, I hate to say that, but
you changed me. Yeah, I'm
be the Debbie Downer here. On this.
Well, you wouldn't know where it was going to happen though.
That's
you
true.
You only know when it's going to happen, so you know why worry about it.
Yeah, but if it was a nuclear holocaust, it would destroy the whole world, right?
You think?
Just one. Yeah, probably.
That's pretty close, but
maybe.
All right. Second question. Would you rather eat a man-sized bean or a bean-sized man? And you only have 24 hours to eat. Whatever.
I'm not a cannibal. What are you talking about?
This one's out there.
Wow. Yes.
Where do you come up with these?
I can't
search
say.
The internet.
I gotta keep my secrets hidden. I gotta keep my secrets hidden. I can't say.
Well, that's amazing. I don't know.
Well,
I think,
bean,
you know,
I
a bean-sized man would be, you know, because it's the size of a bean.
Yeah, it's one bite.
One bite.
Done and over.
Yeah. I don't know. That seems crazy to me.
Gordy, what do you say?
I'm not going to eat a man that... What?
A beans, what? A man-sized bean or a bean-sized man?
Beans.
I guess you could put
man
off eating the man-sized bean for a long period of time, just kind of spread it out
over
5 or 6
years. So that's
years.
What I would go with.
That's
a
good
there
point.
You go. See, just like that.
There we go.
All right.
I was imagining myself being a Cyclops out on the seventh voyage of Sinbad.
What was your choice, sir?
I would probably say bean-sized man, over and done with. You know, it's a small little bean. It'll take a second.
There you go. Yeah, take a second.
Yeah. Very weird question today.
Go. Yeah, that one was.
Thank
I
you.
Had a really horrible experience yesterday.
Oh, really?
What
happened?
I finally went to the gas station to get some gas for my cars. We did not buy any gas in August.
Yeah.
And that's something. That's nice to have an EV here.
Yeah.
But anyway, I got the gas. Then I found out as I was putting gas in the car that my membership for Costco ran out. I missed the deadline.
Oh, God.
They allowed me to put the gas in the car, and then I renewed my membership.
Yeah.
I got an executive club membership.
Oh, wow. Look at you.
So then I left there, and then I'm driving on University Avenue. And this woman there's an entrance to the Beltline off of University Avenue near Costco, and it's a big loop.
Yes, it is.
And this woman is in this newer Honda van. And she was going so slow that there was no centrifugal force whatsoever going around this loop. And so, you know, this guy in front of me and myself, we just sped past this person as soon as we had a chance in the Beltline.
I mean,
I looked over, and she is in this car. She didn't speed up, by the way, once she got on the Beltline. She's got a phone, a white phone in front of her face. She's holding the phone up in front of her face, talking into the phone. Now, this is a newer van, so I can't imagine why she's not using Bluetooth first.
Right.
But, okay, we speed ahead. Then there's this big backup on the Beltline. So I thought, well, I'm going to get off from Mineral Point Road. So I do that, but I end up, oddly, I don't know how this happened, I ended up behind her again.
That's
this woman
weird.
With the phone in front of her face. So we are side by side on Mineral Point Road going down to Gammon, and she's beside me, and she's still talking into this phone right in front of her face. And then we're sitting at a light, and the guy in front of me doesn't notice the light has changed, and there's no cars in front of him anymore. And this woman who has the phone in her face, she went forward and pulled in front of this guy.
Oh, wow.
So now I'm behind her again, only this time, you know, I got a guy who's not paying attention and the woman with the phone in front of her face, that's my day. You know,
see that's what happens on Mineral Point. That's I think that's happened to me a few times too. There, it's, you know, it's,
yeah,
I don't
it
know.
Always
well,
happens.
You can't blame the road. That's why
I'm blaming the road.
So Anne, my wife, said, "Well, you know what? This is one of those times where you probably where you're going at the store. She'll be the manager of the store when you have a problem in the store, and she'll come out and say, oh, that's you. And that would be one of those Curb Your Enthusiasm moments, right?
Would be. But nobody got into an accident.
No.
Thank goodness. Well, did you honk your horn at any point?
I never did.
Yell at her?
I was just stunned that she kept getting ahead of me. I may hold the phone up in front of my face from now on if it works.
Okay. Coming up, it's the Midwest Food and Farm Report, and then we'll be back with Idiocracy next. It's John Peterson and Gordy Young on WMDX.
WMDX 92.7. Check us out on the Civic Media app as well. You can listen to us, you can text us, and you can voice note us as well. Not a popular item, that voice note, but we're hoping it's catching on in other parts of the city. And it'll make it over here someday.
We haven't heard any voice notes lately.
No.
Yeah.
We're not sure it works anymore. If you don't use it, you lose it. So.
That's what they say. That's John Peterson. I'm Gordy Young. We want to remind you, you know, we still are giving away Sugar River pizzas. Every week we give a chance for you, the listener, to win a $50 gift card to cover your next meal at Sugar River Pizza. They have three locations, Sun Prairie, New Glarus, and Verona. From classic pies to posh brunches, Sugar River has a little something for everybody. So go onto our website, WMDXradio.com, and click on the banner that says Win Your Dinner from WMDX and Sugar River Pizza. We throw out all the entries on Friday and then start all over again on Monday. So get your entry in. Who knows? You could be the next winner of that $50 gift card.
Great place to go.
Sugar River Pizza.
Fantastic.
It is. Weather today, some clouds, maybe some sprinkles, temperatures staying in the low to mid 60s all day long.
So I told my horror story of being next to somebody whose face was planted on their phone as they were driving their new Honda van. I don't understand why they're not using Bluetooth.
Right?
I mean, then I could write it off. But, you know, having somebody who isn't paying attention always... I don't know, somehow beating me out on the line. I don't get it. It's just, you know, weird. Anyway, we had a response here, and you can't beep the horn because God knows what you'll do then. Right?
Oh, right. You don't want to freak them out too much.
Don't want to do that. Right. And I could get out of the car, road rage thing, but I wouldn't do that. And then Mark also said, I don't really like doing hands-free in my cell phone when I'm driving, but Bluetooth is the way to go. But I still see people driving and texting at the same time.
Yeah.
So
yeah, Don't do that.
I did find out finally that you can hear the stories. If you find a story, you know, you're driving and you got a green light.
Yeah.
You don't want to keep reading, obviously. You want to drive.
Right.
But you can listen to the story very easily in the browser, like Edge.
Oh, really?
Yeah, at the bottom right, there's a little tiny speaker, and all you have to do is press that or a microphone, and you can hear the story. It reads it to you.
Wow.
I asked him. I said, you know, there's got to be a way. I can make up a lot of time if I can just listen to these stories without trying to read while I'm driving, you know, show prep stuff.
Right.
And he showed me the way. So there it is.
Who showed you the way?
My son.
Oh, okay.
My older son, yeah, 26-year-old Gen Zer. I know he's up right now.
Is he listening?
He hasn't gone to bed yet, yeah.
Is that Brett or Cole?
That's Cole.
Okay, yes. Cole.
Cole's the older one.
Yeah.
Cole, does he listen? Is he listening right now?
I don't know.
No?
No.
It's on and off.
Yeah. It's not like they're going to listen to their dad extra time on the radio. You know, they hear me all day long. And I'm not any different there than I am here.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, there's no two Petersons here. There's just one guy.
I think you swear a little bit more at home.
only to be compatible with them. They do a lot of, they do a lot of swearing, too.
A lot of cursing going on. Huh?
I never stopped them, you know. I thought, this is their age. This must be what they're talking about at school. So I'm not going to stop them from swearing. And say, you can't say that word around here.
Oh,
you know, I never did that. I was traumatized when I was a little kid.
Really?
Yeah.
Did your parents swear a lot?
I was out in the backyard, and we had a fence up between the neighbor and us.
Yeah.
And I said, you know, I said, I think the F word, you know, I had discovered it.
Yeah.
Didn't know what it meant, but I used it. And then this guy, he pokes his head up above the fence. But that's my neighbor. You know, he goes, I heard that. I could tell your parents. And I'm like traumatized for the rest of my life. I'm still thinking about it today.
Obviously.
That guy laid one on me.
Wow. How old were you when that happened?
I have a 5 or 6.
That explains a lot.
Yeah. Well, it does.
Well, you know, freedom of speech and everything.
You know, one of the weird things in the old days, my dad had to buy this big plat of bricks. Because, you know, we didn't have just grills, you know, with covers on
right.
and pellet grills and all that. They had to build a brick fireplace.
A barbecue pit.
Yeah, barbecue pit.
Yeah, sure.
Yeah. And it was just, you couldn't cover it, so everything had to burn on one side.
We're
burning on the other side.
You know,
you couldn't grill on the inside.
Really?
You
haven't seen those?
No,
pictures?
I haven't.
Oh, okay.
Wow.
Yeah, but that's what we did. So we had these giant brick grills. Barbecue pits. What a nightmare. I still can't get over that.
Still traumatized.
I am. My God, why did he have to do that for us? You can imagine having a plan of just huge bricks, you know.
I know.
I remember he invited a friend over to help him with that, and I thought, why doesn't he do it himself? Because they're heavy bricks.
Yes.
Hey, this is Idiocracy time.
It is.
Right?
Yes, it is.
So,
there's a lot of it to
why
get
Why don't we get
to?
Into that?
Okay.
All right, here we go.
Hit it.
This is very familiar right here.
As the 21st century began, human evolution was at a turning point, a dumbing down, until humanity was incapable of solving even its most basic problems.
At no point in your rambling, incoherent response were you even close to anything that could be considered a rational thought.
Just when I think you couldn't possibly be any dumber, you go and do something like this.
We can duck and cover. There's a fallout shelter right
there's
there.
There's no yeah. way to survive this,
nope,
you
there's
idiot!
No way, no way.
Idiocracy.
For the smartest guy in the world, you're pretty dumb sometimes.
All right, well, we've got some dumb stuff here. You know, isn't it amazing how Trump's image pops up in your head when you think about dumb things that are being said and a lot of BS that's being thrown around, right?
Yeah, I mean, there's a lot of it, yeah.
His image comes up. Instead of adding new words to our dictionary, let's just add Trump's picture to lying and what they would call BS in the dictionary.
Okay. All right.
One of these days, we got to say the S word. We got to say the S word. I'm, I'm determined. This is my cause in life. Saying the S word on the radio.
This is your childhood coming back to you now. See, this is why you want to curse on the air.
That's exactly right. My neighbor's listening over the fence.
Yes. Traumatized you for life. Thank God.
So anyway, there's this guy. He wrote a book called BS. I mean, fully spelled out, of course. Mm. Author and philosopher Harry Frankfurth explains this in 1986 about lying and BS. This is really fascinating stuff. Let's listen.
The essence of bullshit is that the person who produces doesn't really care whether what he's saying is true or false. He's not engaged in the enterprise of conveying information or in deceiving people. He's engaged in the enterprise of manipulating opinions, manipulating attitudes and feelings, and he will say whatever he thinks will be effective in that respect, regardless of whether it's true or false. He's not interested in telling the truth, nor is he interested in lying or in conveying falsehood. The whole question of whether something is true or false is a matter of total indifference to him. We live in a marketing society. We live in a society in which everybody is trying to sell something. They're trying to sell a product or a person or a policy or a program. In the enterprise of trying to sell things, one is trying to get people to buy them. And that means manipulating or at least affecting their beliefs, affecting their attitudes, affecting their feelings. There's so much of this that it has become normal. We tend to tolerate it without much resistance or resentment, because bullshit encourages and normalizes, if that's a word, makes people accept as normal indifference to the truth. It undermines our general feeling that truth is important and that it warrants respect and concern. Part of the reason why there's so much bullshit is because we suppose, or at least many of us do, that it's the duty of a citizen, of a good citizen, to have opinions about everything. The result is, if you feel you have to have an opinion about everything, that you're going to have lots of opinions that are nothing more than bullshit.
There you go.
Yeah. So that's a little summary of his entire book called BS.
But fully spelled out.
Oh, absolutely. Yeah. And of course, he was saying that back in 1986.
Wow.
You'd almost think he was saying it today, right? Mm. Just an amazing thing. And it might be a book to read one of these days, or at least listen to.
Yes.
How about this? We were warning about this, and we thought that perhaps the administration would get the clue that when we have these ICE agents out there with masks on and no particular uniform or no ability to show paperwork or anything like that, it would get abused. Somebody would pick up on it who isn't an ICE agent, and they'd start doing something about it. And we thought, well, the administration would say, well, we got to clear up this mess and make sure this doesn't happen. Well, they never did that, so two men in Texas allegedly impersonated police officers and attempted to gain access to a Texas home, and that happened last week. The suspects were wearing bulletproof vests, ski masks, and badges around their necks at the time of the incident, just like masked ICE and police agents. Mm-hmm. They were fatally shot, by the way, by the residents. Ooh. Yeah, yeah, they were they saw the masks, and they thought, what an odd thing that the police officers would be wearing masks. So they armed themselves, and they shot these two individuals. Now, we knew that this was a dangerous precedent, having masks agents like this, and they can't keep doing it. So this is what happened. And can you imagine this possibly happening to actual ICE agents, to actual people who are at the door with their masks on trying to get in, or at least trying to gain entry or ask to come in? Mm-hmm. Then there's going to be another incident very similar to this. Now, these guys were at least lucky enough that these were actually burglars trying to get into their home impersonating police officers, but it could happen the other way around.
Right.
And that's the danger of all of this, not taking care of the problems as they arise.
Yeah, they absolutely should have to identify themselves, and it should be obvious.
Well, that's they
should be wearing uniforms or,
Exactly. So we were just waiting for something like this to happen, but we don't have time for the next story.
We don't?
No. Okay. Well, that's okay.
Okay.
You know, one of these days we're going to get to, this is the story I'm going to hang over everybody's head for a long time.
Oh, no.
This is an AI dating story, okay? Yeah, AI dating. Despite dating apps and social media advice, romantic connections can be hard to make. Enter artificial intelligence.
Oh, boy.
And this is a report I got from NPR, and it was a local reporter there, and they tried AI. And it turned out that it didn't, well,
AI
work
dating?
work out as well as she thought.
No kidding.
Yeah. So we'll get to that story one of these days. You know, I got to say that the economy.
Well, we got a minute here, but you don't want to go there.
It's a little bit longer than a minute.
All right.
But I do want to say that, you know, the economy is not doing well. Okay. Not doing well. And we've got.
Are there new numbers out or something?
There are numbers out.
But they're constantly fake numbers.
They're real numbers, but they're being played down by the Trump administration. And now Trump has lost complete control of the global economy because, you know, Putin and China and all the
India,
other.
They're all getting together. And
North Korea.
Yes, I know it.
They were all together. They all met.
And then they had a marching parade thing.
Yes,
did you
a
see
big
those
military
guys
parade.
Oh,
yeah.
Man. Okay. Coming back, we'll welcome Matt Rothschild into the John and Gordy studios here at WMDX.
You're listening to Civic Media. Find the latest news, information, and archives of all your favorite shows on the Civic Media website, civicmedia.us.
We can change the world. We are ready.
WMDX, John Peterson, Gordy Young in the morning with Dom at the controls.
Looks like we've got a few clouds out there to start the day.
Bad.
We had some showers overnight, maybe in for a few sprinkles along the way today, and highs in the low to mid 60s now.
You know, we keep people up to date on when it's going to be sunset at 7:26 this afternoon. We only do that because we hope we make it to that point.
We don't be optimistic. I mean, come on. Wow,
I know, but I'm not quite sure anymore. Now that we have the War Department in charge of everything, Trump blowing a boat out of the water, international waters yesterday, that's a mind bender right there. Well, they have positively identified that as being a drug cartel boat. I'm sure that must be it. My God, I hope so.
Well, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
That was quite the video.
Oh, hey,
to see.
We have Matt Rothschild in the studio as our guest this morning.
Good morning,
Matt.
This is
fantastic to have you in here, Matt.
Hey, guys.
Yeah.
Pleasure to be here with you.
Yeah.
Well, you know, I picked up your book. We have a bookshelf over here, and we used to have a stack of books that used to be our mic stand. Your book was not one of them. So there. Your book is 12 Ways to Save Democracy in Wisconsin. Sadly, of course, you should have actually said the USA, because we could use those 12 ways. But I was paging through it, and I got to the section of recusals. And in there, you mentioned the John Doe 2 investigation that was tossed out by our wonderful partisan Republican Supreme Court. And it put up red flags. That was one of the most incredible moments when they said, you know, they just threw that case out.
Yeah, it was crazy. So just a little background. This was in 2015. There was a special prosecutor appointed. He was called the John Doe 2 prosecutor. He was looking into whether Scott Walker had violated our campaign finance laws during the recall elections. What Walker was doing was he's going around Wisconsin and going around the country, sitting on the laps of some of the richest people that he could find and urging them to contribute not to his recall election campaign, not to the Republican Party of Wisconsin, but to some outside groups, Wisconsin Manufacturers and Commerce or Wisconsin Club for Growth. And there was a statute on the books at the time in Wisconsin that said, if you are a candidate for office, you cannot coordinate your activities with outside groups. So it looked like, wow, this guy's just blatantly violating the law.
Mm-hmm.
Wisconsin Supreme Court, then dominated by arch conservatives, took a different approach.
Yes, they did.
And they gave Scott Walker a get out of jail free card by saying, look, the First Amendment of the United States prohibits the state of Wisconsin from banning coordination between candidates and outside issue advocacy groups. You know, these groups that say, call the Democratic candidate for governor and tell him to stop being such a scoundrel, which means don't vote for the Democratic candidate, but they don't use the magic words vote for or vote against. Well, the U.S. Supreme Court, even in its worst decisions, including Citizens United, has never said that it's okay to coordinate with issue advocacy groups. In fact, they were really explicit that coordinating with any outside group is just like giving a donation to that candidate.
For a reason.
Yeah.
It's a quid pro quo.
It's corruption.
Yep.
It gives the appearance of blatant corruption. But the Wisconsin Supreme Court said, no, we're going to look at this a different way. That is the dominant conservatives on it. And so they threw out the John Doe 2 prosecution. They fired the prosecutor, and they let Scott Walker walk. It was unbelievable.
It was stunning, absolutely stunning. And, you know, Rebecca Bradley, Justice Rebecca Bradley, who isn't running again because she knows she's not going to win it, came out and said it was a First Amendment issue.
Oh, yeah. And the irony is that even, no one could find any. Shirley Abramson, in a great dissent, said there is no case whatsoever that I could find that this violates the First Amendment. Coming from the U.S. Supreme Court. But Rebecca Bradley, who we call the bad Bradley, on the court, and thank God she's not running again. Good riddance to Rebecca Bradley. Yeah. You know, she just invented this out of whole cloth.
Yeah, it was crazy stuff. And I had a little story. You know, in radio, we were always taking pizza out for lunches. And once a week, we'd take a pizza out and have a lunch. And we went to Shirley Abrahamson, I used to call her that, and we have pizza, and she was one of the nicest people in the world.
And she was really done bad by the Republicans.
She really
there.
Was, yeah.
She was Chief Justice, highly respected Shirley Abrahamson, and then they changed the way that you appoint or elect a Chief Justice, and they stripped her of her Chief Justice title, and so she was a justice. But she was a tremendous jurist.
And, she was, yes.
And often on a short list for U.S. Supreme Court when there was a Democratic president.
Absolutely. I want to get into the topic of recusals, because that is the other big issue that came out during this John Doe 2 thing that I want to get into. And can you explain a little bit about the recusal process in summary, only because we're going to have you back after the break. Is that okay?
Yeah, I mean, recusal means getting off the court, not sitting on a case when you have a conflict of interest.
Yeah.
And two of the Republican justices, Gabelman and Prosser, had benefited by more than $1 million of expenditures by the very outside groups that the John Doe 2 prosecutor was investigating, Wisconsin Club for Growth and Wisconsin Manufacturers and Commerce. So they had a blatant conflict of interest here, and they should have gotten off the case. They were requested to do so by, I believe, the League of Women Voters, and they refused to do so. Even with that conflict of interest, they stayed on. They wanted to give Walker this, get-out-of-jail-free card.
And they did. So,
yes, they did.
You know, it is so amazing how corrupt the conservative Supreme Court was in this state. You know, and it's so nice to see something where it's a little more balanced. We have seen votes go either way with the new liberal justices on the court.
Yeah, they were a terrible embarrassment, the Republican dominated.
And David Prosser did not have a good record.
No, nor the choking incident against the good Bradley wasn't a good one either.
No, that was a bad moment, too. We're going to come back with more current issues. We'll talk to Matt Rothschild in just a few moments.
It's John Peterson, Gordy Young on WMDX, coming right back after the news. Stay with us.
The national news cycle never stops, but it can be hard to find news about your local community. Civic Media is dedicated to providing quality local and state news coverage across Wisconsin. With the Civic Media app, you can get notifications about local stories that matter to you and your community. Find the free Civic Media app in your phone's app store and choose notifications from the menu to tell us what kind of news you want to hear about.